Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. We're just so glad and excited to have all of you join us. We are looking forward to the Queen and King's talk. We are looking forward to it. And just in case if you missed an episode or so, we look forward to having the Queen back with us. So just please stand by for station identification, and we'll be right back in a moment. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Oh, praise him, praise him, praise him. Let's just check and see, has the Queen returned? Good morning, good morning. Are you here?
Good morning, Big Sister.
Well, good morning to you too, Big Sister. I'll tell you, look like we are having quite a time, but we are live on air live, and I am so glad to be able to talk with you and have you back. I am going to give you some more information right after this broadcast.
Okay.
So whenever you're able, you're right, we'll have you up and running, and there won't be any test in between. All right. God bless you. Go ahead for your show for the next 15 minutes. You're on air. Everybody, let's welcome, amen, Queen of Sheba. Glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Good morning, Lady Aiken. Good morning, beloved. God bless you. We here at Queenwood. Amen. Queenwood. Amen. And I will go straight to the topic. But first, I'm asking God to take full control. Father God, just have your way today. Allow someone to hear, to receive, to understand, Father God. Dispose someone's heart to receive the message, Father God, that you have put in my mouth, in my heart, to share this morning, Father God. So have your way. Hallelujah. Good morning again, and God bless you. I will talk to my sister's queen. I call them sister's queen. Today are the Queenwood. Amen. And if I ask 10 women or 20 women, what is your short-term goal? What is your short-term goal? Amen. 8 out of 10, 8 or 9 will mostly respond to find my husband and make a better living. Sister queens in the church, or even outside the church, it will be, you know, the same response. Our main goal is to get married. Most of the women that I'm talking to, you know, and I was in the same group. Proverbs 18:22 says, he who finds a wife finds a good things and obtain favor from the Lord. The word of God stated, he who finds a wife. The word didn't say he who finds a girlfriend, a friend, a sister, a sex toy, excuse my language, a lover, a one-night stand, but he who finds a wife. It means that the man must find a woman with wife characteristics. But again, where and how the woman should obtain those characteristics. So when a man sees her, he will see a wife. He will see a virtuous woman. He will see a woman, wow, I don't want to be a boyfriend. I don't want to be a friend, but I see her as my wife because of, you know, the things that I see, you know, in her, all around her. So, you know, how to obtain those characteristics? Is it on Google, Barnes & Noble, on social media, on ATL, LA, New York housewife, you know, Atlanta housewife, Los Angeles housewife, on TV series, on magazines? The word of God says, wife, be submissive to your husband, as to the Lord. I'm going somewhere, and I really want you to follow me. Be submissive to your husband, as to the Lord. This is what we all, sister queens, should understand. our relationship with God is a covenant relationship, is an alliance relationship. It's a marriage relationship. This is where we should learn to submit to God so we will be able to submit to our husband. This is where, you know, we will be trained to listen, to obey, to conduct ourselves, amen, to God, and then we will be able to do it, you know, on this earth. We have to be submit to God, amen. We must be open to listen to God, to be obedient. This is the place of training. That's why, you know, when you receive the training and then God allows the specific man to locate you, he will see you with what characteristic. So our training takes place with God first. And most of us, we don't have that training, but we want the earthly husband. And we want a God-fearing man. This is the thing that we say mostly. I want a God-fearing man. I want my man to be, you know, a powerful man of God. But did you receive your training with God? Do you have that white characteristic that will match with the powerful man that you are desiring to be with? Everything starts with God. Amen. The Bible says, seek first. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto it. Everything starts with God. Amen. Let's do it. Because we love him for who he is, you know, but not because of the thing that we want. So you have to go to God. You have to love God with everything within you. And allow God to break you, to shape you, to redefine you. Amen. So you will be able to have all those characteristics. I'm not saying you will be that perfect, but you will be perfect enough for that man that God has for you. God created this institution called marriage with his own rules and regulations. Out of it, it will not work. If we take God out of the marriage equation, it will not work. So again, we must rearrange our priorities. Now, the next thing I want us to listen and to learn is to know God, to hear from God, to wait on God, amen, even to fall in love with God. Y'all remember that song? Falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I have ever done. Amen. You have to be in love with God. Amen. You have to know God. Know God with in his multiple dimensions, God the healer, God the provider, God Almighty, God of hosts, amen, the Prince of Peace, God the Shepherd, Abba Father, God omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, God, hallelujah, the ultimate best matchmaker. So how would you know him if you don't spend time with him? If you don't meditate, if you don't pray, if you don't listen to sermon, if you don't fast, sister, I'm telling you, it is worthy to start with God, to allow God to set that foundation. Otherwise, we will not be the woman that we're supposed to be. You and I, we want to impact the society. We want to impact this current generation and the next generation, that we need to have that foundation with God first. Amen. We are precious. God knows our needs. He knows them. But do we know God's needs? Do we know God's plan for ourselves? Our Father is a jealous God. However, if the need of getting married is hindering our relationship with our Abba Father, it will prolong the journey until you and I understand the divine order protocol, amen, that God has established There is a king from God's kingdom out there for you. But we have to do it according to God's order. Amen. If you think you're getting old, God can slow the time for you, I'm telling you. Or if you think, oh, my God, I don't have children, I'm getting old, I don't know if I'm going to be able to have children, let me tell you something. God is creating a system that in one pregnancy you can have 3 or 4 children. So God is capable of everything. So, Sister Queen, you can do it. And you will do it because I trust the Spirit of God within you. I pray that those words will have its full effect into your life. Let's honor our Abba Father with our body, which is the offering of, a living sacrifice. Amen to him. So may God, our light, our salvation, our strength, guide us. May God, the strength of our life, amen, strengthen us. I can't wait to come next Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Amen. I have so much to share. Again, feel free to donate so we can keep this radio show active. Anything is welcome. And let me give you the Cash App number, $, all the letters are in capital. Amen. T as Thomas, B as Boy, L as Laura, N as Nancy, N as Nicole, $, TBLNN. Feel free to invite friend and family. And please come back next Thursday at 8:30 a.m. God bless you all. This is your sister, Ange Adu, the Queen of Sheba at NPA Black Talk. God bless you. And thank you for listening. Back to you, Lady Hagen.
All right, thank you so much. And that was the Queen of Sheba. Yes, thank you so much for such a fun, fabulous program. And we want to thank everyone. And don't forget, next Thursday morning, as the Queen has said, come back and be with us. Invite your friends, invite your relatives, invite your circle, everybody that you are, that may be following you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Invite them to come to BTR right here at Blog Talk Radio, where the Queen of Sheba will have some more very interesting, that's right, Queen Talks for us. And thank you so much, Queen of Sheba. And I'm going to put it back in your hands. If you'd like to say a word of prayer, follow the sisters, and then we'll be done. Thank you. We love you.
Yes, ma'am.
We're looking forward to next Thursday morning.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. I will pray for my sister at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray right now that you will touch my sister, those who are listening, the sisters. You will touch them. You will touch my sister Queen, Father God, that you will allow them to know their identity, hallelujah, and to walk into their divine purpose, Father God. I pray that, Father, you will reveal to them the priority. They will understand. You will give them understanding when it comes, Father God, to our priority, to their priorities, Father God. You will give them intelligence, wisdom, and knowledge, Father God, when it comes to the things of you, Father God. You will even show them how to value more themselves, Father God, to put you first in everything and to trust you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to wait on you, Father God, because you are the best matchmaker ever, Father God. We should trust you in everything we do. So, Father God, touch my sisters today, Father God. Redefine, Father God, my sister, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. No matter what they're going through, let them know that you still God, Father God, and you have never changed, Father God. So we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. Allow everything that was said to be anchored, Father God, in the earth, Father God, and allow them to practice it, Father God, so together we can impact the world. We can impact this society. We can impact our family. Father, we give you praise and glory, and I'm asking you now to apply the blood of Jesus on all of them, Father God, include our brothers, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and bless Lady Hagen with the work that she is doing in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you all, and have a blessed, blessed day.